And now, it's Gospel Time with Roger Boone. If you have special prayer requests or if you would like to be a part of this ministry, please send all correspondence to Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. And now, it's Gospel Time.
Saints of God, stand up and be heard. It's time for all our leaders to rely upon His word. It's time for soldiers of the cross to take back what's been lost. It's time to give our country back to God. Turn around, let God have control again. What's been lost? It's time to give our country back to God. If you're tired just existing in a world that's full of sin, if you're feeling like a player in a game that you can't win, we can turn this thing around and claim the promise of His word. But we'll have to give our country back to God. Turn around, let God have control again. Take back what's been lost. It's time to give our country back to God.
Oh, what a good song that is. That's by the Churchmen. It's time to give our country back to God. How true that is, folk. I'm deeply, deeply, deeply concerned over the condition of our country. Got a 21-year-old daughter and a 2.5-year-old grandson, and I'm deeply concerned over the condition of our nation. Friend, if you're not concerned over the condition of our nation, you need to look around and be concerned. The answer is not in politics, folk. It's not in petitions. It's not in rallies or protest. The answer to America's problems is in prayer. It's time we turn our nation, our country, back to God. Great song by the Churchmen. Hello, friends, and welcome to this edition of It's Gospel Time. I'm Roger Boone, going to be around with you for a little while, and I hope that all the songs we have picked out for you today is a blessing to you. I'd love to hear from you. The address, Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. Let me know where you're listening from. Perhaps you could drop me a note in the mail or maybe an email. It's gospeltime at yahoo.com. ITSGOSPELTIME. Let me do that again. ITSGOSPELTIME at yahoo.com. Or you could give me a phone call at 828-778-3350. 828-778-3350. 1-800-795-5050. You could find me on the Facebook, just simply Roger Boone, Weaverville, North Carolina. So we'd love to hear from you. Either way, pray for the radio ministry if the Lord lays it on your heart to help us with the finances of this ministry. You do what the Lord lays on your heart to do, and you'll be blessed, and others will be blessed also. Let me say thank you to all of you that have purchased the book, A Mama's Dream. It is a true story written by my wife, Diane, and it's based upon really her life and the life or the answer to prayer as God gave us our daughter, Sarah, after we were married for 22 years. And now our daughter will be 22 in November, and we'll be married 44 years in August. So it's a heart-touching story, and I believe it'll bless your heart. And it's your problems, your stresses, your situation may be different than ours, but the answer is the same. Stay faithful and true to God, and He's always faithful and true to us. Okay, let me encourage you to be found faithful to a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, Bible-preaching, Bible-practicing church. Only two kinds of people in the world, folk that are right with God or not right with God. And friend, if you're right with God, you're one heartbeat out of heaven. But friend, if you're not right with God, you're one heartbeat out of hell. And friend, I want to encourage you and invite you to come to know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. He's already paid the sin debt, so won't you come to know Him today as your personal Savior. Let's look into the Word of God today, the book of Esther. The book of Esther, chapter 3. Esther, chapter 3, Old Testament scripture. We pick up reading in verse number 8. Finish out this chapter. Alexander Scobie is doing a reading from the King James Version of the Bible.
And Haman said unto King Ahasuerus, There is a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed among the people in all the provinces of thy kingdom. And their laws are diverse from all people. Neither keep they the king's laws. Therefore it is not for the king's profit to suffer them. If it please the king, let it be written that they may be destroyed. And I will pay 10,000 talents of silver to the hands of those that have the charge of the business to bring it into the king's treasuries. And the king took his ring from his hand and gave it unto Haman the son of Hammedatha the Agagite, the Jews' enemy. And the king said unto Haman, The silver is given to thee, the people also, to do with them as it seemeth good to thee. Then were the king's scribes called on the 13th day of the first month, and there was written according to all that Haman had commanded unto the king's lieutenants, and to the governors that were over every province, and to the rulers of every people of every province, according to the writing thereof, and to every people after their language. And the name of King Ahasuerus was it written, and sealed with the king's ring. And the letters were sent by posts into all the king's provinces, to destroy, to kill, and to cause to perish, all Jews, both young and old, little children and women, in one day, even upon the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month Adar, and to take the spoil of them for a prey. The copy of the writing for a commandment to be given in every province was published unto all people, that they should be ready against that day. The posts went out, being hastened by the king's commandment, and the decree was given in Shushan the palace. And the king and Haman sat down to drink. But the city Shushan was perplexed.
I came and knelt beside the cross, a weary, trembling soul. I lifted up my eyes to Him, and Jesus made me whole. Beside the cross, beside the cross, in the shadow. I can't.
first sought to see. Then Jesus crucified
beside the cross, beside the cross.
Such a beautiful song with a great message. It's called Beside the Cross, being sung for you by Rhonda Vincent, Lizzie Long, and Sally Berry. We're going to slip in one more. It's called Testimony. Every day we get up and we have the opportunity that day of living our testimony.
I wake up to another day. First thing I do is bow and pray. I thank the Lord for allowing me another chance to live my testimony. Not everybody goes to church, but every man watches your works. So be a light for all to see, another chance to live your testimony. A Christian would I be called when others see my daily walk? To show the world Christ lives in me, another chance to live my testimony. I hear God calling me today to share the truth. Don't be ashamed, a mirrored image of Christ to be, another chance to live my testimony. A Christian would I be called when others my daily walk, to show the world Christ lives in me, another chance to live my testimony. Can they hear your echo in the song I sing? Another chance to live my testimony.
Well, how true that is, friend. So many times, Christians, we're the only Bible that anyone will ever read, and how they see Christ in us is what their opinion of Christ will ever be. So we need to live our life as a Christian. We need to be what we say we are. That's a great song by Nathan and Tanya Horton. It's called Testimony. Well, we're going to take a little short break, and then following the break, we'll come back in and have you some more great gospel music. I sure hope you'll stay around, because we'll be back right after this.